Yeah, peckerwood. A woodpecker.
Would you ever say peckerwood?
No, I say woodpecker.
Who says peckerwood? Is that old fashioned sound?
Yeah. I can't even remember hearing anybody say peckerwood. It was the same thing. You just turned it around. It's woodpecker or peckerwood. And the first time that I ever saw one of those deals that you're talking about, I guess, you know, they're really not native here. All we had was just the small little peckerwood or woodpecker. And this thing, I was driving through the woods, and all of a sudden, right across the road in front of the car, is this huge woodpecker. I mean, look exactly like the little bitty one, you know,
mm-hmm.
with his red head and his white, you know, neck and black. And I came home and I said, Virgil, I saw a giant woodpecker. And he laughed and laughed and he said, well, you know, I don't know how they just migrated up here or something.
Mm-hmm.
They've only been here just a short while. We haven't had that. And I don't know the correct word for that bird.
Have you ever heard the word peckerwood used about people?
Yes. Now that's where I've heard peckerwood used more than, than reference to a bird. Oh, you know, they'll say something like, well, that peckerwood just told us thus and such thing about something, you know. And it's usually not used in a very complimentary way when they use it.
Have you ever heard it used just for whites?
Peckerwood?
Mm-hmm.
No, not necessarily. They usually seem to be referring to, you know, somebody, some kind of smart aleck or something. And it's been used, yeah, I've heard it used in reference to blacks as well as whites.
Mm-hmm. What's the kind of black and white animal that has a real strong smell?
Skunk.
And say some animals have been coming and getting your chickens. What general name would you have for the type of animal that would do that?
Would get your chickens?
Uh-huh.
Well, a varmint.
What does varmint mean?
Well, that's just anything that would, was kind of scary or that would, you know, still bother your livestock or it could be a fox, it could be a wolf, you know, it could be a weasel or a mink or anything that would harm.
What about a rat? Would it be a
rat? No. You see, rats really are kind of domesticated, like, because they stay right in the barn and in the house and all. They're wild, of course, but, you know, they're not in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And usually when you speak of a varmint, you speak of something wild that lives in the woods.
Would you ever use the word varmint about a person?
Yeah.
What would it
not be? Very much. I wouldn't, but I've heard people all around that would, you know. Well, they usually are speaking pretty well like they would of an animal, you know. Someone that's wild, doesn't follow the usual the habits and, you know, things around, and they might call him that varmint, you know. And it wouldn't be complimentary at all.
And
it'd be worse than peckerwood if they called him a varmint.
A bushy-tailed animal that gets him in the trees.
A bushy-tailed animal in the trees. Oh.
What you were saying, Mr. Ogden.
Oh, yes, a squirrel.
What
squirrel.
Different kinds of squirrels?
Well, there's the fox squirrel and the cat squirrel.
What's the difference?
Well, the fox squirrel is red with a big bushy tail, you know. And his fur is red,
mm-hmm.
Mostly, you know, kind of a red, tinted red. And then the little fox squirrel is smaller than the... cat squirrel is smaller than the fox squirrel, and it's gray,
mm-hmm.
Usually a gray color.
Do you ever see something similar that has little stripes down its back?
To a fox squirrel and a gray squirrel?
Yeah, just to a squirrel, something similar with stripes down its back.
Oh, I don't know.
Do you ever hear ground squirrel or chipmunk?
Oh, yes, ground squirrels, but, well, we don't have very